Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. Looking forward to this journey through facing the issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in once again to Let's Face the Issues broadcast. And as we face the issues, let me remind us again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. There are a lot of individuals that make decisions based on problems or difficulties, or I call them issues. They make the decision based on some denominational dogma with the rites, rituals, rules, and regulations that's found therein, or some ideological, philosophical thought. But we need to base our decisions and the answers to life based on the authority of Scripture. This is the reason Jesus was so emphatic when he said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then he said in John 17, 17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, even though truth is a forgotten word in society today, we need to remember that the Bible, the Word of God, is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word. It is the truth. And whether it be on issues dealing with theological, doctrinal, biblical subjects, or about the home, or something about the economy, or something about the political agenda, we need to recognize that God created the home, he created government, he created the church. So anything that we talk about in any of those categories is a biblical subject. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I say to everybody, we need to be central biblicists. What does the Bible say? I'm not talking about denominations. I'm talking about what the Scripture says. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today the question that begs to be asked and answered: are the Ten Commandments obsolete? Yes, you heard it right. Are the Ten Commandments obsolete in society today? But ladies and gentlemen, before I get into the monologue, let me remind you, any point in time in this broadcast, you can jump in the dialogue and the discussion by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413, gets you directly through to our studios and right to the microphone so that we can have this discussion. I pray that you'll jump in this discussion today. It's one that I think is vital for our understanding as Christians. It is vital for our understanding as believers. And as a result of that, we need to recognize that all of the Scripture, Old and New Testament, Old Covenant, New Covenant, the Tanakh, the Torah, and the New Testament, all combined, making our Bible, are all relevant and should be recognized in Christendom today. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what I call an open assault on the Bible. An open assault. You're exactly right. It's a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between the world and the Bible. What does the Word of God say? Ladies and gentlemen, if you can take the Word of God out of society today, you have absolutely pulled out the foundation from all of society. And yet that's what we see taking place today. Recently, the Pope had said, and you've heard me say this before, the Pope's made a statement, the Bible is out of date. It's not in harmony with today's culture, and therefore should be rewritten. Some liberals in our modern millennial culture today have said, and may I quote, "The Bible is just a book written by some old white men," end quote. That, if that's not an open assault on the Bible, nothing is. It's bad enough for the some in the millennial generation today to look at the Bible as being a discarded book, and it's just written by old white men. By the way, they were not old white men as we study the writers. The Bible was given to us over about a 1,500-year period of time, 40 different authors from all backgrounds in life, and for the overwhelming majority, we find they were not old white men. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough for that to be said, but then for the Pope to say that the Bible is out of date and out of harmony with the modern culture and must be rewritten, there's a problem. But if that were the only ones, only voices out there saying that, it'd be bad enough. But, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Stanley, out of Atlanta, with a very well-recognized last name, and I think as a result of that renown in his name, he has gained some notoriety in some of the things he said. In fact, let me just give you three or four of those things, and we'll look at them, and we'll talk about them, because one of the things that he's hammering on now is that the Ten Commandments are no longer valid in the Christian life. But he said, for example, when it comes to science and the Bible in relationship to creationism, how we came onto this planet, how we got here, he said we need to trust science. You heard me. We need to trust science, Andy Stanley said, more than the Bible. He also said we must unhitch from the Old Testament. He's talking about the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. He's talking about what the Jewish people call the Tanakh or the Torah. He is talking about coming unhitched from it. He says, as Christians, we must come unhitched from the Old Testament. And the third thing he said the Ten Commandments are not relevant today. He said that Christians are not required to obey any of the Ten Commandments. You heard me right. I'll read the articles in a moment. Andy Stanley, North Point Community Church in Atlanta. Andy Stanley, pastoring some 34,000 member congregation. Andy Stanley, the producer, the writer, and the author, and the publishing companies are publishing dozens of his books that are going into churches across America, being used as guidebooks and as source resource books for all grade levels in their churches. Andy Stanley said that Christians, and I'm quoting, Christians are not required to obey any of the Ten Commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, so if that is the case, we must ask the question, a very serious question, has God changed? If God has changed, when did he change? If God has changed, why did he change? If God has changed, who reports that to us? How do we know that he's changed? And if so, and if we're to cast off the Old Testament and only have the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. Here's an article, the title of it is, Andy Stanley, colon, Did God Change? Andy Stanley, the article says, Andy Stanley is a force to be reckoned with in the church. By most account, he's got the second or the third largest congregation in America, boasting some 34,000 on Sundays. Further in the article, this article says, speaking of Stanley, he says the Old Testament Hebrew scriptures, which he is fond of calling Jewish, have an expiration date on them. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just jump in at this point on reading this article. When is the expiration date? Who published the expiration date? Where is it found? Who codified it? Who is authoritative enough to say that the Old Testament, as he calls them, the Jewish scriptures, have an expiration date on them? He further says he once suggested that we should unhitch from the rest of the Bible, that's the Old Testament, later thinking better of that, but continued to trash more than two-thirds of the Bible. He doesn't seem to be fond of what's left in the Bible, the New Testament, nor does he think that we should rely on the authority of any of the Bible, because it won't be taken seriously by sophisticated people, by sophisticated, as he calls them, Wikipedia-wielding social justice warriors who value science and scholarship, end quote. Further, this article says, title of the article again, Andy Stanley, Did God Change? But the biggest problem is Stanley's tendency to portray the Old Testament as some kind of failed research, a celestial lab experiment that's gone haywire, or maybe just a collection of dusty old myths that spontaneously combusted like a big bang explosion into a shiny new perfected one that is called Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a problem with his theology, I think. Further in this article, he says, this is the writer saying this, but here's the real key question for Andy Stanley and others who have shared his views. Did God change? Or as I understand it, wasn't there a plan of redemption laid out from the earliest pages of the Genesis in which a lamb was sacrificed from the foundation of the world? And isn't God, after all, perfect? This writer says in this article, I know it's the Old Testament, but what does Isaiah say? Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding, end quote. how did the psalmist put it? But thou art the same, and thy years have never ended. What did Malachi say? Malachi says, for I am the Lord, I change not. What did Hebrews 8:18 say? And there was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is, has God changed? If God has changed, ladies and gentlemen, and if we can just simply cast off the Old Testament and depend only on the New Testament, we've destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, the very foundation of all the New Testament. Did you know that? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Youngblood. You're listening to Let's Face the Issues. You can dial in at any time, 401-1413, get you straight through to our microphones that we can have the discussion. I'd like to hear from you if you agree with Andy Stanley. I'd like to hear from you if you believe that the Ten Commandments aren't relevant today. I'd like to hear from you if you believe we need to come unhitched from the Old Testament. I'd like to hear from you if you believe somehow, some way God has changed and therefore we're to simply cast off the Old Testament. If we cast off and destroy the Old Testament, if we reject the Old Testament, the very foundations of all that we see in the New Testament are simply vacuous, void, and have no effect. Jesus Christ quoted Old Testament throughout his ministry. In fact, we find over 300 verses in the New Testament that were quoted from the Old Testament as quoted by Jesus and the other apostles and the other authors of the New Testament book. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of Jesus's quotes came from Psalms, Deuteronomy, Isaiah, and Exodus. He quoted directly from Exodus 7 times. Jesus quoted directly from Isaiah 8 times. Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy exactly 10 times. Jesus quoted from the book of Psalms 11 times. I'm talking about direct quotes and or paraphrases of those verses from the Lord Jesus Christ as he ministered. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us again. In the New Testament, we have over 300 verses in the New Testament that are paraphrases coming as a paraphrase like from the Septuagint, that is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament, are directed from the Hebrew text itself, over 300 quotes in the New Testament. Can you imagine now, ladies and gentlemen, taking 300 verses out of the New Testament that's directly from the Old Testament and say that we can come unhitched from the Old Testament or that somehow, some way, the Ten Commandments are irrelevant and ought not to be adhered to by Christians today? Jesus referenced to the Old Testament scriptures over and over and over. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us, evidently Jesus believed in the Old Testament. Evidently, Jesus believed that the Old Testament was from God. By the way, listen, let me just give you a little young blood spin on this. If Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, and he is, if the Word of God is in the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of Holy God, if the Word of God, the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, is from God, and if Jesus Christ is God, then every word in the Bible is directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just the red letter edition, by the way. In fact, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. And we find in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, 16, 17, we find that everything that's created in the heavens and under the earth and under the earth and on the earth and that's visible and invisible, everything that's created was created by him, speaking of Jesus, and by him all things were created and all things consist. That is that Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, is the creator, controller of the universe. He is the author of all of the Word of God. We just sometimes make a mistake, I believe, as Christians in believing that only thing Jesus had authority over that he really said was the red letter edition. Well, we didn't get our Bible initially in color. May I remind us, there's something wrong when we say that you can cast off the Old Testament and come unhitched from the Old Testament. There is something desperately wrong when Andy Stanley now has brazenly said that the Ten Commandments have no authority for the Christian today. So my question is to Andy Stanley, since when did God call you to rewrite the Word of God? Andy, when did God call you to challenge the authenticity of his Word? Andy, when is it that, as you say, the Sermon on the Mount is more important than the Ten Commandments in the Scripture? Here's an article that says, why do Christians want to post, this is Andy Stanley's article, why do Christians want to post the Ten Commandments and not the Sermon on the Mount? And this is dated January the 7th, 2019. You've heard the story before, Andy speaking. A group of Christians puts up a monument of the Ten Commandments in the public space on the government property. The Christians say taking it down would violate their freedom of speech. There's some back and forth in the courts, and both sides have some great things to say about not so great things to say about the other. And it's saying, here's what is said then. But how many times have you seen Christians trying to post the Sermon on the Mount in public space? Andy Stanley says that he's here is quoting now. He says, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so must you love one another. John 13:34. And he says, that's the only commandment you need to listen to. The love commandment is the only thing that Jesus said. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's not what Jesus said at all. He said in Matthew 5:17, think not that I've come into the world to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. The word destroy means to abrogate, to abridge, to change, to modify, to nullify, and to put to naught. Jesus said, I am the ultimate fulfillment of all of the law. And all of the law includes, ladies and gentlemen, the Ten Commandments, as we'll talk about in just a moment. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, a few comments. I think it might be helpful to not to use the term Old Testament, even though we can use it, but to be more theologically correct, the law, the prophets, and the writings of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim, or the Tanakh, as you mentioned earlier. And that would maybe alleviate some of this, or just the scriptures or the holy scriptures. And they're the bedrock of the new covenant. And so the Hebrew scriptures are the bedrock of the new covenant. They're the basis. I think I might be wrong, but I think what Andy is mentioning is the ceremonial law. But the civil, criminal, and moral law are still applicable. And you can still use the ceremonial law to point folks to the Messiah, especially Jewish folks. But I think he primarily means ceremonial law. And also,
if I can interrupt just a moment, he's not meaning just the ceremonial law. He's meaning all 10 of the commandments. He used the term the 10 commandments, all inclusive.
Yeah, okay. I wonder what his dad thinks about that.
More than likely horribly ashamed of him. I'm ashamed of Andy Stanley.
Yeah.
Absolutely ashamed of him.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. God bless you. Let me just refer to what you're saying about the Tanakh and the Torah. Here's an article written by a Jewish Christian. First, a personal note from the author, and he goes on to talk about it. That says the Hebrew Bible or the Tanakh. When I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, our family alone and many other Jewish friends referred comfortably to the Old Testament. To me, it sounded grander and more epic than the New Testament. Since it is a term that used by so many Christians, we also use it. I will continue to refer to it in this article as simply the Old Testament. So that's the reason I do, because it is the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, separating in the minds of most hearers the difference between the Old and the New Covenant, making the totality of the Scripture. But as you said, and I'm thankful for your call, it is the Tanakh and the Torah that we're talking about when we're talking about the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I want to thank you for your truth. You know, they talk about California is a land of fruit and nuts. Well, I want to tell you that Atlanta, they grow a lot of pecans. They grow a lot of peanuts. So you can, there's a lot of nuts around Atlanta. And it's pretty easy to round them up. You just tell them what they want to hear, and you can get 34,000 nuts. That's not hard, but Dr. Youngblood, I've been to your church many times. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't go. You're not going to find any sodomites there. You're not going to find anybody that's abortionist there. It's strictly the truth. And I'm so glad that you never waver from the truth. Never. And I just want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much for your compliments and for your call. I am humbled by that. I'm thankful to hear that comment. But I want everyone that's listening to understand and recognize it's not a matter of rigidity. It's not a matter of legality. It's not a matter of legalism. It's a matter of thus saith the word of God. And after all, when everything is said and done, that's what we're accountable for as Christians. What does the word of God say? How do we respond to the word of God? How do we embrace the word of God? How do we study the word of God? How are we to use the word of God in our lives and sharing it, communicating it, impacting the lives of others with the word of God? Getting back to the subject at hand, we're talking about Andy Stanley and his deviation from orthodoxy, and especially Christian orthodoxy. He is simply saying that the, and he goes on, there's two or three articles that he's written in his newsletters and news articles about coming unhitched from the Old Testament, and now the harping on the fact that the Ten Commandments are obsolete. He says, in fact, Andy Stanley says that it is the Sermon on the Mount that should be posted and not the Ten Commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in serious spiritual jeopardy if the if someone adheres to the idea that the Ten Commandments are obsolete today. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, do you realize that all of our civil, legal, and jurisprudent system all are built on the Ten Commandments? There's an old law dictionary that's called Black's Law Dictionary. It hasn't been used in our legal realm in the training of our lawyers in law schools. It hadn't been used now for several years, quite a few years, in fact. It was they stopped using it back in the mid-50s, but it's called the Black's, B-L-A-C-K-S, the Black's Law Dictionary. If you get a chance, look some information up on that. And the Black's Law Dictionary, every word that's used in jurisprudence today in the legal system are all defined based upon the understanding of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our basic laws in the nation today based on the Ten Commandments. And I'll get into that more later. But why do you think it's illegal to kill someone? Because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Now, what if we unhitch from the Ten Commandments, or if we declare that the Ten Commandments arbitrarily and capriciously, as Andy Stanley has done so, it is arbitrary, it is capricious, it is without fundamental foundation, it is without any element of truth, it is without any fundamental basics of the Word of God to be able to just arbitrarily and capriciously say we need to come unhitched from the Old Testament and we need to discard, jettison off the Ten Commandments because they're not relevant to the Christians and Christian life today? I'm ashamed of Andy Stanley. I'm ashamed that he calls himself a Christian pastor. I'm ashamed that he's deceiving millions of immature, illiterate, incompetent Christians. If they were not illiterate, if they were not immature, if they were not incompetent, they would not be found under his preaching teaching of false theology, false doctrine, and an absolute false teacher. It's an impossibility. Here's an article that says, megachurch pastor in hot water again. Christians are not required, this is the article, headline, Christians are not required to obey any of the Ten Commandments or the Old Testament. Andy Stanley is the pastor of the North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia. Megachurch pastor Andy Stanley is under fire once again for downplaying the Old Testament and appearing to reject key components of the Christian faith like the Ten Commandments. Stanley is a senior pastor of 33,000 members. Some say 33, some 34. It doesn't make any difference. 33,000 member North Point Community Church in Alpharetta. And he goes on to talk about how I'm saying that back in May of 2018, he made the declaration that Peter, James, and Paul elected to unhitch the Christian faith from the Jewish scripture. And he says, my friends, we ought to do so as well. But further in this article, it talks about the fact, he says, the Ten Commandments are from the Old Covenant. He makes the argument that Christians are wrong when they try to defend the Ten Commandments and the monuments being placed in public squares any place. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says, theologians reject Andy Stanley saying Ten Commandments don't apply to the Christians. Further in the article, participants of the New Covenant, that is Christians, are not required, this is Andy Stanley, not required to obey any of the commandments found in the Old Testament. Participants in the New Covenant are expected only to obey one single commandment that the Jesus gave, and that is to love one another. Stanley added that he believed that many of the evils committed by the churches over history were connected to mixing aspects of the Old Covenant with Christianity, and although Jesus was foreshadowed in the Old Testament, he did not come to extend the Old Testament. Richard Land, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary, an executive editor of the Christian Post, told Christian Post last Thursday that he believed Andy Stanley confuses new with the fulfillment. For example, Dr. Land quotes here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Jesus said that he had come to fulfill the Old Testament law, to complete it, and not to supplant it. But he does not mean that the Ten Commandments are irrelevant. Further, he goes on to say, Jesus said that he didn't come to take away from the law, that if you read Matthew chapter 5, not one jot or not one tittle would be taken away, Jesus said himself. Listen, if Jesus said out of the Old Covenant, out of the Tanakh, out of the Torah, out of the Old Covenant, out of the Old Testament, as we call it in Christendom today, if Jesus said not one jot or one tittle is to be taken away, that is all encompassing. It's not just part or parcel, it's all. Dr. Richard Land also told the press that Jesus gave a greater spiritual understanding that no one can keep the law, and that the law was not there to justify us before God, that the law is there to teach us about the need for a Savior who came into the fullness of time. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Old Testament is discarded, if the Ten Commandments are rejected and jettisoned off, then why should we seek a Savior? Why do we need Jesus Christ? It just undermines the doctrinal position of the fact that we're lost and in need of a Savior, and only Jesus Christ can fulfill that need. Here's an article that says, Andy Stanley, what good are the Ten Commandments? Not a lot anymore, Stanley says. This article, Jesus' greatest commandment replaces all of the old commandments, Stanley said. Stanley, the pastor of North Point Community Church in Atlanta, then quotes John 13:34, and he says that John 13:34, the commandment of love, replaces all of the old commandments found in the Scripture, the old covenant, the Ten Commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble if that permeates society today as it is being done on the basis that somehow, some way, the Ten Commandments are irrelevant. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not the case at all. It does not mean just because Jesus said that we're to love one another. He's saying that that does not circumvent, that does not negate, that does not in any way condemn the Ten Commandments. But ladies and gentlemen, he says that is the all-encompassing, that what we do is because of love. But ladies and gentlemen, so if we discard the Old Testament, if we discard the Ten Commandments, if we reject the Ten Commandments, what would the end result be? Let's just look at where we would be, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just do some assumptions that Andy Stanley is right. The Ten Commandments are to be jettisoned off, that the Ten Commandments have no more authority. The Ten Commandments are no longer viewed as inspired, infallible, inerrant word. It is not part of all scriptures given by inspiration of God, as is found in the Timothy text. Let's just say that he is right. Then what do we have today, ladies and gentlemen? It means that murder by way of abortion is all right. That Christians can be involved in murder by way of abortions. And it's okay. Because when you go back to Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and following, when it recites the Ten Commandments for us, it says, thou shalt not kill. And thou shalt not kill is we're disobeying the law, the Ten Commandments, part of the Ten Commandments, if we commit abortion. So what Andy Stanley is saying, ladies and gentlemen, if you can paraphrase it by the Youngblood doctrine today, is that murder is okay by way of abortion. It means that cheating on your spouse is okay. It means that lying is okay. It means that somehow, some way, cheating and lying simply is legal and all right and authoritatively. There's nothing wrong with it, biblically speaking, for the Christian to be involved in. Ladies and gentlemen, it means that stealing is all right. It's legal. It means that dishonoring your parents is okay and authorized in the Scripture. It means that we do not need to love our neighbor if the Ten Commandments are to be jettisoned off. If that is the case, it means that it's okay to have more gods before us that we bow down to. Because in the Ten Commandments, it gives an absolute commandment not to have any other gods before you and not to bow down to them. Ladies and gentlemen, it means that it's okay and it's spiritual and it's all right to covet what your neighbor has, because the Scripture says, thou shalt not covet what your neighbor has. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, God forbid if the Ten Commandments are just a relic of the past. God forbid if they're just relevant for the Old Testament era. God forbid if they're not real and valued and to be respected and to be accepted and to be followed today. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one thing in the Scripture that says that the Ten Commandments have been jettisoned off, that somehow, some way, God has put an expiration date on them, and they're no more valuable today. Ladies and gentlemen, the participants in the new covenant, that is the Christian life, are not required to obey any of the Ten Commandments found in the first part of the Bible, according to what Andy Stanley said. Ladies and gentlemen, is that what Jesus said? Jesus did not say that at all. He said, I've come to fulfill, not to abridge, not to negate, not to change, not to destroy, but to fulfill all of the law. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.